Good morning.
Is this on?
Okay. Good morning. We'll begin the EMP for today. So let me just read through the devotional. It's Luke chapter 8, verse 4 to 25. And the mystery of the kingdom of God. When a great crowd gathered and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell on the path and was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered for lack of exposure. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. Some fell into good soil, and when it grew, it produced a hundredfold." As he said this, he called out, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." Then his disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but to others I speak in parables, so that looking they may not perceive, and listening they may not understand." Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The ones on the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe only for a while, and in a time of testing fall away. As for what fell among the thorns, those are the ones who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. But as for that in the good soil, these are the ones who, when they hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patient endurance. No one, after lighting a lamp, hides it in a jar or puts it under a bed and puts it on a lampstand, but puts it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be disclosed, nor is anything secret that will not become known and come to light. Then pay attention to how you listen, for to those who have, more will be given. And from those who do not have, even what they seem to have will be taken away. Then his mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside waiting to see you." But he said to them, my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." One day, he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they put out, and while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A windstorm swept down on the lake, and the boat was filling with water, and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him up, shouting, "Master, Master, we are perishing!" And he woke up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" They were afraid and amazed and said to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the water and they obey him?" So the devotion is, the gospel Jesus is preaching is the gospel of the kingdom of God. This kingly reign of God is evidenced by signs and wonders, the healing of the sick and the deliverance of those who are demon-possessed. In the parable of the sower, the revelation of the kingdom of God is a heavenly mystery. Jesus uses a parable to explain this to us. To understand this mystery, we cannot use our intellectual ability, which only lets us see things that are comprehensible. Jesus says that we must use our heart to understand, a spiritual heart to understand the mystery of the heavenly kingdom. This mystery is only revealed to those who are followers of Christ. A spiritual person can understand, while a worldly person cannot. The different condition of people's hearts determine whether they can understand the truth of the kingdom of God. Now, some people's hearts are just like soil on the roadside, giving no chance for the truth to grow before it is taken away by the devil. These people have no idea of the mystery of the kingdom of God. Although they come to church every week, the word of God has no effect on them. Some other people's hearts, though yearning a little for truth, are still hard like rock. Their spiritual soil is still not well prepared to receive God's word. No root can grow and no fruit can be born. In times of testing, these people will just back out. There are others who want to get the benefit of both worlds. They want the kingdom of God as well as the world. They end up living a weak and painful life. Only those with the noble and good heart are well prepared to bear good fruit. As the state of the heart is so important, it should be our priority to nurture and cultivate it, making it good soil for the word of God to grow. And so for reflection is, how do you deal with the hardened, shallow, thorny parts of your life? In what ways is God encouraging you to make more of your life into a fruitful soil? And then we'll pray. So thank you, Lord, for the seed of the good news in my life. By your Holy Spirit, nurture the good soil and transform those parts which are hardened, indifferent, or compromised so that I may be fruitful for you. And I'll just share some quick thoughts, but let's just pray. Lord, I thank you for this time, God, to come and share with my friends, Lord. I just ask that you, we just invite you into this place right now. I ask that, Holy Spirit, that you come and that you open up our eyes and our ears and our minds and our hearts, God, to receive whatever you have for us this morning. And I ask that you be with me, Lord. Just use me, Lord, to just plant the right seeds, God, to put out the right encouraging words, Lord, that you're water, God. You're living water, God, today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, you know, I'm told that the Holy Spirit, when he was leading Luke, and you read the Bible, that one of the things that you should do is never think that anything is a coincidence. So, as I was preparing for this devotional the past few days, as I was reading it, I really saw this as a wake-up call. Because in the previous story right before this is just God having forgiven, we think it's Mary, but in the house of Simon the leper, and as we talked, you know, as we talked about yesterday, it's that sort of that love of God. And in this, the stories that are shown to us today, it's actually almost a reaction of what you do to that. In here, God, Jesus is talking about, hey, you need to do this. You need to respond to this way. I guess what I mean is, number one, the parable of the sower. So, as we just went through, you know, there's the seed that gets onto the path, and those are, you know, it doesn't even, they don't even become Christian, for example. It doesn't even have time to do that. Number two is the ones on the rock, where they don't get a chance to put down enough roots, and so they die for lack of moisture. And then number three, and maybe most of us are in this category, where they fell among the thorns, and these are the ones who hear, but as they go on their way, they're choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. And it's interesting that for the good soil, these are the ones who, when they hear the word of God, hold it fast to in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patient endurance. Now, do you know what the meaning of that is? That there will be a time when you need patient endurance and you must bear fruit. And then the other thing is, number two, I mean, he talks about, hey, I have light, I have given you the light. You are the lampstand. It's time you put it on the top of the table and don't hide it. And then number three, he talks about, my mother and my brother are those who hear the word of God and do it. And then finally, he ends it. So these are, yeah, just so all these examples of in this part where Jesus is saying, hey, it's time to step it up. Because it's also interesting how he starts with, then his disciples asked him what his parable meant. And he said, hey, I am speaking in parables right now to everybody because they're not ready to hear. But to you who are my disciples, and that's actually everybody us here now, you are ready to listen. So let me explain to you why I'm telling you this. So the meaning. Because I think Jesus, he may have been saying that the other people, they're not ready. Because see, when I give them the word of God, and I tell them to do something, and if they're actually not obedient because they're not ready, then all I'm doing is adding more weight to them. I'm just adding onto their guilt. If I tell them something and they actually don't listen, I'm just adding to their guilt. But for you who are my disciples, you are ready for the next level. I'm telling you now what the meaning is. And that meaning is you need to step it up. You need to hear my word and do it. So you think about, I guess, Jesus is a sower. So we're in a field. Somebody sold some seeds. Now, whose job is it to make sure that, because, you know, you have farmland, and if there's rocks and there's thorns, it's obviously not going to, there's nothing's going to grow in there. So whose job is it to actually make sure there are no, that there are no thorns and there are no rocks? It's our job, right? So, and so just in terms of that, how do we do that? How do we make sure that in those that we are not choked by the cares and the riches and the pleasures of life? And I guess just for me, I realize it's really just been that intimacy with God. And, you know, we have the greatest example where Jesus, whenever he had those decisions, like the night, you know, that the night that he had to choose the disciples, or even in the Garden of Gethsemane, or in whatever these situations, or even the fathers, of, you know, and even in the great role models of the faith, like Nehemiah, every time there was something difficult, you know, Nehemiah is known as the man of prayer, or even Daniel, whenever there were different things that came up, he would just pray. But what I mean by prayer is maybe not necessarily putting your hands together and into, you know, folding your hands and taking that. It could also mean just that intimacy with God, I think. I was just reading this, I was reading Tozer recently, and if there's a quote, the world is perishing for lack of the knowledge of God, and the church is famishing for want of his presence. The instant cure of most of our religious ills would be to enter the presence in spiritual experience, to become suddenly aware that we are in God and God is in us. This would lift us out of our pitiful narrowness and cause our hearts to be enlarged. This would burn away the impurities from our lives as the bugs and fungi were burned away by the fire that dwelt in the bush. So I just, even in my walk, you know, as Pastor Sam says, I don't think we ever wake up thinking that today I'm going to move farther away from God. Like, but it's always been the Christian walk as something like a slippery slope, so it's always slanted. Unless you're moving closer to God, you're moving farther away from God. And I just really feel like, you know, wanted to encourage everyone that you must stir yourself up. Like, that's sort of the wake-up call that Jesus is saying. There will be times of testing. There will be times where your endurance will be needed. I mean, look at even what Jesus says. In the devotional, how he was saying, there will be a time of testing that comes. That's what Jesus is saying. You just have to prepare yourself for it. And how you do it is by constantly, actively, proactively, you know, spending intimate time with God. Whether or not that's necessarily you speaking to God, but maybe just listening to God and just spending time. I think that's important. You know, the other thing, as I was just reading this devotional, was whatever is worth something, is actually going to cost. So it's again, just to go back. So there were these three examples of Jesus every single time saying, it's time to do it. You know, pay attention to how you listen. Because my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. The one who is going to be having the mature fruit is the one who holds it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patient endurance. And also he was even say, hey, listen, be careful how you listen, because you know what? To those who have, even more will be given. So again, just Jesus telling us, you must prepare yourself. You must actively be in me and I in you. And then this whole period ends with this example, which I think is actually really encouraging. I think a lot, you know, the part about in the boat and the disciples were scared and they run to Jesus and say, Jesus, we're about to die. And by the way, these were the disciples, right? They had just seen all these miracles happen. But even they, they're human. And Jesus, even them, he wakes up and he calms the storm. And even to those who were with Jesus and who they were scared too, I think Jesus understands that even for us, as we live life and the thorns and the rocks are there, I think he understands what we're going through. He really does. But what's so encouraging is that, and guess what? The time of testing, this was a time of testing too, right? I mean, they were fishermen. So for me, I can't even swim, as many of you know. So for me, I'm scared of the water. But if you're a fisherman and so this has been a really bad storm. Like, we just read it in 2 seconds, but it must have been a really bad storm for them. And they were scared. It was a time of testing. But then through this time of testing, what did they get? They got to see Jesus at work, the power of Jesus. They said they got to be amazed at Jesus. So I almost, you know, I feel like a lot of us, I don't think it's biblically right that we should call for a time of testing. I just don't think that's right. I think that, but should we maybe not be surprised when times of testing come? Yeah. I think it's, unfortunately, it's something of a given. You know, Jesus says, be ready with patient endurance for the times of, so you got to be ready. But yet, even when that time of testing comes, we know that in the morning there'll be light, right? It always gets darkest before the dawn. And I think even, let's just put ourselves in that case, right? Just remember about the disciples in the boat. Through their time of testing, they got to see really Jesus work. I mean, I don't think up until then they had a chance to see Jesus call out to the wind and the tidal waves and say, be still. Even for us, might be a time of testing coming, but what are the amazing things that God's going to do through that time of testing? I guess so, just to end with that, it's just to encourage everybody. Hey, times of testing might come, might not come. But the thing is, that's always an opportunity for God to work. And that's actually always an opportunity for us to stir ourselves up in our faith and to say, God, Lord, you know, what can you do in this situation? I just lay myself at your feet. Just work in the situation, Lord. You are my Lord. So think of it as more of an opportunity, I think. That was just the message. And let's just have some time of worship. And look, if anything during the worship, I just wanted to encourage, let's have the time of worship first. Thank you.
Just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands, Majesty, Majesty, forever I am changed by your love. The presence of your majesty.
Yeah, I just want to encourage as we worship, just to number one, you know, just be honest. Let's just invite God to show us, you know, if are there areas that we're letting the thorns choke our walk with God. And let's just really, as we just let God's presence just come and softly just direct us and maybe even convict us, let's just lay down those things and let's stir ourselves up again. You know, let's prepare ourselves to give out good fruit, mature good fruit. And yeah, let's just do that.
the presence of your majesty, singing majesty, majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands, majesty, majesty. Forever I am changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty.
Yeah, so let's just, that's right, Lord, and let's just prayerfully respond, you know, to that majesty, to say that, Lord, I am here, it's now, and I am willing to respond to you, God. Lord, Jesus, I want to be your mother. I mean, I want to be your brother. I want to be your sister. I want to be your family, God. I want to be your family, Jesus. So I am here, and I am here to do your, to listen to you and to obey. And Lord, we just, we just lay it down, God. You know, whatever cares and worries that we may have, whatever, you know, focus on the pleasures of this life, whatever is good but is not best, God. And so we just want to lay down whatever that is, an idol before you, Lord. And to whoever who's going through that difficult time, first of all, don't be surprised, because Jesus knows, right? He prepared you for a time such as this, that you would be ready. And guess what? If you're going through that hard time in the boat, guess what? You know who's right there in the corner waiting for you to call out to him? Jesus is right there in the corner waiting for you to call out to him. In that difficult time that you may be in, remember, be encouraged that Jesus is right there. So just, if needed, why don't you just turn towards him? If maybe you are going through something, just turn towards him and say, Jesus, I need your help. And I just submit myself to you. You know, you are Lord. And just, let's just see, you know, just see what God does. Just see what Jesus does. Let's just let's pray for the person who's Pastor Eddie Ma Kin Min. He's a director at Incubator Ministries. As you know, that's the ministry that always brings Bill Johnson and Chris Walton here to speak, and they also run the 24. Well, it's not 20, it's a house of prayer that they run in Hong Kong, actually. They are partnered with IHOP. So let's just lift them up in prayer right now. Now let's pray for the community focus. Let's pray for those that are sick with cancer. Let's rebuke, let's bind, let's just release God's life into these situations. Let's pray for those that are sick but also need to receive Christ. Let's pray for those that have other infirmities. Let's pray for those that are looking for jobs. And now we'll do our daily focus. So
let's lift up the mission focus for Indonesia and Singapore. Also, the education ministries, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, College Group, the SP families and marriages. Let's pray for love, healing, unity, restoration, and protection. Let's lift up the house churches that are meeting today, Bel Air, McDaddy, Robinson Family. Let's also cover the SP weekend activities, the services, the worship, hospitality, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, GIC, EG, outreaches, all the meetings, all the ministries that are serving this weekend. And finally, let's, you know, as the continuation of yesterday, the anniversary weekend, let's pray for Pastor Danny and Julie. Let's pray for logistics and the favor of God in this throughout the whole conference, for God to really touch people's hearts, and also for revelation and conviction to happen. Lord, I thank you, God, that you love us so much that you have called us to partner with you on this great adventure, God. So it's not like you tell us, hey, you must do this, you must do this, but it's what you're inviting, God. You're stretching out your hand to us, Jesus, and you're inviting us to enter into this great adventure with you, and that's what you're asking us to do. That's what you're asking us to do when you say, and you honor us by calling us, you are my brother and you are my sister, that which you listen to me. And Lord, how you say, and I thank you, God. I thank you for that. And I ask that we would there would be a realization of what a great honor that is, God, in our hearts. And also, I thank you that you don't just leave us with that mandate and walk away. But Lord, you stay in the boat. You stay in the boat with us, and you go through the storm with us. And you are right there in the corner, just waiting for us to reach out to you, Lord. I thank you for that. I thank you. And Lord, we just want to pray, especially this weekend, for the conference. We pray, even today as they speak, it's a celebration, God. It's a celebration. We thank you for your provision for these 10 years, God. But also,
We ask for great revelation, especially in the area of relationships, for couples or people who are dating and single. Lord, we pray for great revelation, God. We pray for lies to get broken off, God, and also for your truth to get planted, Lord. So I thank you. I just lift up everyone here and to you, God. I ask that you protect them and that your love and your peace and your joy overflow in their lives, Lord, and be with them for the rest of the weekend. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.